Growing up under these two different influences, the girl turned out half-servant, half-young-lady. They called her Katyusha, which sounds less refined than Katinka, but is not quite so common as Katka. She used to sew, tidy up the rooms, polish the metal cases of the icons and do other light work, and sometimes she sat and read to the ladies. Though she had more than one offer, she would not marry. She felt that life as the wife of any of the working men who were courting her would be too hard, spoilt as she was by a life of ease. She lived in this manner till she was 16, when the nephew of the old ladies, a rich young prince and a university student, came to stay with his aunts, and Katyusha, not daring to acknowledge it even to herself, fell in love with him. Then, 2 years later, this same nephew stayed 4 days with his aunts before proceeding to join his regiment, and the night before he left, he betrayed Katyusha, and after giving her a 100-ruble note, went away. 5 months later, she knew for certain that she was to be a mother. After that, everything seemed repugnant to her, her only thought being how to escape from the shame that awaited her. She began not only to serve the ladies in a half-hearted and negligent way, but once, without knowing how it happened, was very rude to them, and gave them notice, a thing she repented of later. And the ladies let her go, noticing something wrong and very dissatisfied with her. Then she got a housemaid's place in a police officer's house, but stayed there only 3 months, for the police officer, a man of 50, began to torment her. And once, when he was in a specially enterprising mood, she fired up, called him a fool and old devil, and gave him such a knock in the chest that he fell. She was turned out for her rudeness.